Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney, Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Okay, are you ready for the word? All right, we're going to read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 11. An amazing story in the Bible. I've always loved this story. But a couple of weeks ago, I was sitting next to Raymond Gibbs at my favourite cafe, and I think the Raymond anointing was rubbing off on me, and God fully spoke to me, and so here we go. All right, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back and lie down." Verse 7, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time, the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that it was the Lord that was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go back and lie down. And if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Then the Lord came and stood there, calling as he did at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And the Lord said to Samuel, Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that every time we come around your word, it never comes up empty. Every time we read your Bible, every time we dive deep and we say, "Speak, Lord, you're listening." There is not one time where you'll ever say, "No, you don't get to hear my voice." Every time you turn up. And so we thank you that in this service, you are going to turn up. We thank you that in this service, people who have been dry will become flooded with the goodness of the voice of God. We thank you that tonight you are going to speak in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. This story is actually amazing. So if we can just dive into it, let's get into it. This story is amazing because it's a young boy named Samuel. And the story starts off really sad. It says the word of the Lord is quite rare and there aren't many visions. No one is hearing from God at this point. There's no one hearing from God. And there is a priest called Eli, and Eli is lying down in his usual place. Eli is getting really old. Eli can't see. Eli is being tended to by a little boy named Samuel, who was serving the house of God. Eli is lying down there one day, and it says that there's this little boy named Samuel, and he is also lying down next to the ark of God, symbolic of God's presence. Like, there he is, there's the ark, and Samuel is lying right here, just a young boy. When all of a sudden, while Samuel's thinking, "I'm just about to go to sleep," all of a sudden, Samuel hears his name being called. So he gets up, not knowing that it was God, not recognizing that it was actually God, the God of the universe, the one who created him, not recognizing that it was God. He doesn't know what else to do, so he gets up and he runs to Eli. And he says, "Eli, here I am. I'm listening." And Eli says, "Samuel, I didn't call you. Go back, lie down, go to sleep. It's nighttime, brother. Let's chill." So Samuel walks back questioning what he'd just heard. And he lies down in the presence of God again. Just as he's dozing off to sleep, he wakes up and hears his name being called twice. So excited because this time he knows it was Eli. He runs to Eli and he says, "Eli, I'm here for you. Priest, I'm here. What did you want to say to me?" And a second time, Eli says, "I didn't call you, mate. Go back and lie down." We get to verse 7 now. This is an amazing verse. Verse 7 literally says, Samuel did not know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. So special. He goes down and a third time it happens. He's lying there and Samuel hears the voice of God but doesn't recognize it and runs to Eli. When finally the priest Eli wakes up himself, so he was awake but not spiritually awake, and then he finally wakes up and says, "Oi, Samuel, this could be God speaking to you. This could be God." So Samuel goes back. He's lying there. He's lying down in the presence of God. And this is what the Bible says, that God was standing in the room with Samuel and says, "Samuel, Samuel." For the fourth time he called. And at that time, Samuel responds, "Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening." I believe that this is a message for people tonight who have heard the voice of God but have run from it. I believe that tonight it's a message for people who have maybe heard the voice of God, but the naysayers have said you haven't. I believe that tonight it's a message for people that you've got confused with Christian jargon of God speaking and you've been feeling the call of God, but you haven't known how to respond. I actually believe that this is a message for people tonight, and maybe you are brand new, but you have had something calling you on the inside, and tonight you are going to wake up to what it really is. And I also believe that this is a message tonight for people who have been around for a long time, but the word of the Lord has become rare and visions have been distant. But tonight we are waking up to the call and to the word of God. Three things that the calling of Samuel teaches us. And the first one is this, is that God speaks to young people. That God speaks to young people. That he does not discriminate with age. That he says, it doesn't matter who you are. If you are listening, I'll speak to you. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Doesn't matter what stage of life you're at. If you are listening, I will speak to you. There's a young man sitting in this room right now. He's right now. He's not in the cool group at school. He's not the most popular guy. But this guy, he knows how to hear the voice of God. He's not the one that you would say is the shiniest and brightest. He is not the one that you would say is going to be the most popular in all of the world. He is not going to be, the crowd's choice. He's much sort of like me, liked. But he's always going to have a point of difference to the cool crowd. But he can hear the voice of God. And there isn't a week that goes by where he doesn't come to me and he says, "Hey, Jackson, I led another person to the Lord this week. Hey, Jackson, I got another prophetic word this week." There's a young girl in the room today. And we were talking last Sunday night at church. And we were talking. She says to me, "Hey, Jackson, I got this random feeling. I got this random feeling in me that my friend really needed to know this one thing, that God saw it and God was going to look after it." She didn't have the Christian jargon. She didn't know what was going on. She didn't really know that she was getting a full-on prophetic word for someone. And she said to me, "It was so weird when my friend started crying and saying, that's exactly what I needed to hear." Because God speaks to whoever is listening, including young people. Can I say, for Horizon Youth and Horizon Young Adults, do you know what I love about this church? Is that we don't have a older congregation that is saying, "Get behind me and wait your turn." We have a congregation that is saying, "Now is your time." And so in this time, can I say that when it comes to the 2020 vision offering, I believe that particularly in our young adults ministry, miracles can come out of our young adults ministry just from people who are listening. Just the only criteria is not what you have or what you don't have. It is, are you listening? The second thing that the calling of Samuel teaches us is that God speaks to people who are young in faith. Not just if you're young, but the calling of Samuel actually teaches us that if you are young in faith, God will still speak to you. Because verse 7 clearly says, Samuel did not know the Lord. The word of God had not been revealed to him. So I'm here to say to you, if you're only fresh to faith, if you are still figuring out faith, you do not disqualify yourself from the game, because God speaks. God speaks to people who are young in faith. It's not whether you've been here for a long time or a short time. It is only if you are listening. I was I was fairly young when I accepted God into my heart when I was 14 years old, or 13 years old, 12 years ago now, and the best decision I ever made. And do you know what? One of the things that I'm most thankful about in our church is the offering segment. I've always had a deep conviction in my heart that I'm going to be financially blessed. God is going to look after me. And every week when I would hear the offering segment, the encouragement around tithes and offerings, it really gripped me. And I knew that I was to be a tither and a giver. And I remember there was this one night at church where someone got up and he shared a story about God blessing him. And at various times throughout my life, God has blessed me in random ways, just like this man. Just a random envelope under the door with some money in it that someone felt that they should give me. But the story that this man shared, it really, really spoke to me. God, I actually believe that God spoke to me that night. And I knew that night that when I was to get a blessing like that, and it was money deposited into my bank account, when I was to get a blessing like that, God wanted me to give it to a certain couple. And so for about 5 years, not that I thought about it every week, but I had this great anticipation that one day when God blessed me like that, I knew what I was going to do with it. And at the time when God spoke to me, this couple wasn't a huge part of my life, but over those 5 years, this couple became such an integral part of my life, shaped me into who I am today. There is no doubt in my mind, I would not be who I am without these people. So I was so expectant. I was so expectant the day that that money was going to be deposited, and I knew exactly what I was going to do with it. I knew exactly straight away what I was going to do with it. And I thought, because I heard the man on stage speak about this blessing that he got, and he got $300. And so I thought that that's just the amount that you got, so $300. And I couldn't wait to give this couple $300. Like, it was just this deep desire, this deep longing. God, I cannot wait till you fulfill that word that you gave to me about 10 years ago now, when I was young in faith. And anyway, so one day, about 5 years ago now, I was around 20 years old, it happened. And $1,700, someone felt to bless me with. And do you know what? I was so pumped. Because not only could I bless them, but I thought I was only going to be able to bless them with $300. But now I get to bless them with $1,700. I thought this was amazing. So you know what I did? I went to the bank and I got it all in $100 notes, just so I felt like a baller giving it to them. Just like, yeah, here you go. From me to you. And the lady's like at the bank, she's like, don't you want a cashier's check or something? And I'm like, no, I want it in $100 notes. And I walked out with a heavy envelope and I was like, this is amazing. I remember I gave it to them and I just gave them a card and I left it somewhere that I knew that was safe and they could find it. And a couple of days later, I get a message. And they're very thankful. They're very, very, very thankful. And they want to take me out for breakfast to thank me for, hearing from God and for being generous. So we're sitting in Cronulla and we're sitting at a cafe called Ham. And I'm sitting here, husband and wife sitting across from me. And we're having a great breakfast. And I love these people with all of my heart. Like, these people have been the biggest blessing in my life. And they were just about to go on a holiday. So to be able to bless them, and God provided more than what I thought. And it was just the best thing in the world. And all of a sudden, you know, the wife hits the man, you do it now. And he goes, no, you do it. And they're just having like this little moment. And I'm just like, alrighty. You know, when like single people watch married people fight, it's like heaps awkward. It's just like, all right, do what you need to do. When all of a sudden they hand me a card. And as soon as I feel that card, I can feel the weight of 17 $100 bills in there. And I immediately try and give it back. When both the husband and wife start crying, and they said, Jackson, a number of years ago, they said, for a number of years, we have wanted to give you an amount like this. We have felt to bless you with an amount like this, but we never had the money. They said, this is what they said to me, you have given us the ability to fulfill something that has been in our hearts for so long. It is our honor to bless you with this. And we all cried. That day, I learned a couple of things. Number one is that when we're generous with finance in the kingdom of God, there is an insanely incredible multiplication effect with that money. It's what I could have done with $1,700. God did so much more with that money, and it came right back to me. What a blessing. But I was thinking about it on the way here. There was like five blessings in one. Me giving, them receiving, them giving, me receiving, me spending. Amazing. Five in one. But guess what I learned more than that? That 5 years previous from that, I actually did hear the will of God and I did hear the voice of God. If you are new in faith, I was a teenager brat who did not know anything about God, hadn't started reading his Bible. It did not matter. God will speak to anybody who is listening. So don't disqualify yourself from the race just because you've only been here a week. And also, just because you've never been here, don't disqualify yourself from having an intense word from God tonight, because God will speak to anybody who is listening. The third thing that we learn from the calling of Samuel is that God will speak again. That God will speak again. That we may miss it three times, but he will come a fourth time and he will speak again. And I feel over anyone, and you have not heard the will of God, you have not heard the voice of God, you've not heard something from heaven in a while, God is about to speak again. That he has not stopped speaking, but I actually get verse 10 where he stands in the room with Samuel and he says to Samuel, he says, as he did the other times, Samuel, Samuel. And our response today is, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. I have what I call a Windows 1997 screensaver mode. It was so funny. A couple of years back now, I went to see a psychologist, and I was just working stuff out about my past and my upbringing, and it was a really beneficial experience. But I went in there thinking that we were going to talk about, my childhood, and I walked out with a diagnosis of ADD. It was the most random thing. It was literally the most random day of my life. But can I say everything made sense at that point? My whole life made sense. On Friday night, it's actually quite embarrassing to say, a young guy who's now a leader, and he's awesome, he's one of our best leaders, came up to me and he said to me, I thought you hated me when we first met. I said, why? I thought I'm a pretty nice guy and everything. He goes, because I came up and asked you a question and you just stared blankly at me. The dude next to him literally says this. He goes, yeah, I remember when I asked you a question in the car. We were in Cronulla. It was silent. We were in Caringbah. It was silent until we got to Cronulla and you answered me in Cronulla. And I'm like, see, what happens is I do hear you, okay? I do hear. The only thing is, it's like that Windows 1997 screensaver where you can type in a sentence, and it just bounces around the screen. And so your question, it's heard, but in my brain, it's just bouncing around. And we're moving the mouse, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving the mouse. We're just waiting for the computer to wake up. Okay. Sometimes what I need from the person I'm sitting next to is just for you to speak again. Just to move that mouse and wake me up. Tonight I believe that there are words from God that God has been saying and saying and saying and saying, but we just, in our humanness, in our humanity, it's just the way that the world works, we have stopped listening. We've let the screensaver come. We've let things get in the way. We've become distracted. We've become slow. But tonight, God's going to speak again. I actually believe that tonight people came in here for ministry. I believe that there are some nights when I walk into church and I already know that I'm going to respond because I can just feel God's got a word for me. I actually believe there are a number of people, and you feel like that tonight, and I feel in God to say to you, the answer is yes, God is going to speak to you. That the call of God is going to come again. That the instruction, the word of God is going to come again. And you are going to be like Samuel, and your position is not guilt. Your position is not discouragement. Your Your position tonight is not dryness. Your position is speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Before we get to that though, can I just say to anyone who is new and visiting tonight, what Samuel needed when he didn't know God was Eli to tell him that it was God. I remember when I came into church for the first time at age 13, just about to turn 14. And we went to church at Christmas and Easter, but I'd never been, it's just not the way that we were brought up. It was a foreign concept to me, God speaking. But all throughout the service, I could not get this tug in my out of my diaphragm area. I could feel like holy nerves. It was just like this feeling that I had never felt. Tonight, if you've got that feeling, that is the call of God calling you home. I feel like my job is sort of like Eli tonight, saying, don't run away from it, don't forget about it, don't ignore it. That's God. I followed. Over my life, I have followed that tug. I have followed that call. I have followed that feeling, because often God doesn't speak to the carnal brain. He doesn't speak to the mind, but He tugs at your heart. He whispers and He pulls and He enlightens the heart. And I have followed that, and I find myself here today not regretting one time where I have ever followed that tug. Today, if that is you and you've never said yes to Jesus Christ, you know He's here in the room tonight. He's literally here in the room. The Bible says that God was there in the room with Samuel, calling to him. And tonight the Holy Spirit is here and He's calling to you. Don't live like you've lived. Don't live in brokenness. Don't live like that. Don't live in hurt. Don't live in the past. He's saying to you tonight, let me take you into a new day. Can we bow our heads, close our eyes? I'd love to pray a prayer with any person tonight that is saying, I feel the call, Jackson, to give my heart to Jesus. I feel the presence of God. I feel the Word of God. I feel it. I want to help you pray a prayer. So either for the first time or for the first time in a long time, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. And you pray it. When we say amen, I'm telling you what, things are changing. Things are changing. Things are changing for you. I call a new day in you already. I can just sense that that God has been calling. And now that you're saying, I'm listening and I'm responding, it's a new day for you. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, let's pray this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I come to you tonight and I ask you to come in. I recognize that you're calling me to give my heart, to give my past, to give my mistakes over to you, that you may redeem me. So tonight, I believe in you. I trust in you. Tonight, I'm a child of God. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I'd love to know who prayed that prayer for the first time or for the first time in a long time. I actually believe that there are many people tonight over this room. You thought you were coming in for one reason, to support a friend, to hear for an assignment, to do whatever, but it was actually the call of God. It was actually God, not fate, but it was God bringing you in so that you could hear about His love and so that you could respond. So if that was you and you were saying, yes, I prayed that prayer and I meant it for the first time or for the first time in a long time, on the count of three, I'd love you to give me a wave. I want to see who you are. I want to tell you how amazing you are, and I want to pray for you. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Quickly give me a wave. Quickly give me a wave. Beautiful. Beautiful up there. So proud. So proud. God absolutely loves you. So proud. Who else tonight? Amazing up there. Amazing. 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 It's beautiful. It's actually beautiful. Beautiful. This is what it's all about. Hearing the Word of God, hearing the voice of God, and responding. Anybody else tonight? beautiful. I just thank you, God, for those amazing people. God, I thank you that tonight was all about them, that tonight we got to celebrate, Father God, people hearing and responding for the first time. And God, as a church, we pray over these amazing people. God, a new day over them. We pray over them today. We join our faith and we celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ is now on the move in their life. God, we thank you that you are on their side. You are fighting for them. And today is a new day. God, I just thank you for each of those people. God, confidence and hope to rise, that they've got a good future and a good destiny now that they've put it in the hands of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Can we give those people a round of applause?
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.